On top of that note, I would love to bring Dayo and Musa in with this one by Wizkid, titled Ojuelegba. Just because Dayo and Musa was born and raised in the Surulere part of Lagos. So there is no other song to use to usher her in than Ojuelegba by Wizkid. And just before I do that, I would like to tell you a little bit about Dayo and Musa. Dayo and Musa is a Nigerian actress and singer. She was born in Surulere, Lagos. She is the first child in a family of five. Her mother hails from Ogun State, while her father hails from Lagos. Dayo and Musa attended Mayflower School, Ikene, and she also studied food science and technology at the Moshood Abiola Polytechnic before commencing her acting career in 2002. Although she acts mostly in Yoruba movies, but she also acts English movies. Dayo is the proprietress of Paid Up Nursery and Primary School, which has two locations in Ibadan and Lagos, Nigeria. Talk about a woman having so many feathers to her cap or in her cap, as it is. She is very hardworking, you know. First of all, being an actress is not an easy job. Then being a movie producer is not easy as well. Now she's a singer and she also has a school to her name, to her credit. Yoruba people, they talk, say, if pikin do better, make we talk am so that it go fit do another one. Dayo and Musa won the Best Lead Actress at the 2013 Best of Nollywood Awards and Best Film Award for a 2014 movie, Unforgivable, at the Yoruba Movie Academy Awards. Dayo and Musa has lots of awards to her credit, as it is, especially with a movie, Unforgivable. She actually clinched a lot of awards last year. And we hope that this year and next year will be a very great year as well. And she's cooking something new again. And the title of a new movie is Pathetic, starring lots of notable Nollywood acts. So keep your fingers crossed. And I would like to welcome Dayo and Musa all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, to TGIF. And the moment you all have been waiting for is here. And our Black heritage woman, all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, is on the phone with me. And I just want you guys to know that, oh Lord, I went through a lot before I could get her for this interview. Hello, madam.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I am good. Can you please tell us your name?
Your name is Dayo and Musa.
Okay. Dayo and Musa. Dayo is an actress, singer, and what else?
Yeah, she's an actress, she's a filmmaker, she's a writer, she's a singer, she's an entrepreneur.
Okay. So, I know a lot of people know that you are Musa, but I just want you to take us a little bit back to how you started doing movie.
It all started 13 years, few months ago, 2002 to be precise. I actually watched a movie by Winona Little, who I kind of felt, okay, this is a good opportunity for me to meet you all. When I got to see his contact in the movie, and I got approached to him, I registered, and then the rest is history.
So far, how many movies have you featured in?
For that, I really, I don't think I can pinpoint the particular number.
I know you've done a lot.
But then I've done a lot of jobs out there. I've produced a lot of movies out there from my own platform as well.
Okay. You recently went into producing English/Yoruba movie, like The Combination. What actually prompted you to be doing English movie and not just strictly Yoruba movies anymore?
First and foremost, I'm trying to build the kind of build that barrier between the English sector of Nollywood and the Yoruba sector of Nollywood. Because for me, I feel we are all one. Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba, we are all Nigerians, which come together to make Nollywood. It's not all about the English people. You know, we are all one. As long as you have a good script, and then you feel okay, this is the right person to take up this role, irrespective of where the person is coming from. You should go ahead. And then, our Yoruba movie, we have stories. Our stories do have jobs. But then, the way that our production is, I wouldn't say let me put it that way. But now, if you've been following movies that have been produced, you realize that technical wise, story wise, packaging and all, the Yoruba sector of Nollywood has really increased. So those were things I was looking out for. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that a lot of people still feel this Yoruba people, probably because of the language we speak. Our mouth is there. Those people, maybe they're not even educated or something. Mm-hmm. They've forgotten that as an actress, I'm speaking Yoruba. So you might not know if I'm learned or not. And you might not know if I speak good English or not, because the script that is being given to me has nothing to do with English. Mm-hmm. So, but then I feel we are one body, and then we should be able to work together. So that was the number one thing that actually prompted me to shoot Unforgivable.
Okay. So what was the story behind the Unforgivable script, or the movie as it is? Did it happen to somebody you know or something?
No, not like it happened to someone I knew. But the issue of domestic violence is something that is so rampant in our society. Though we try to shy away from it. But then I think, and there are a lot of people out there that are going through stuff like that. But probably fear of what people might say. They can't come out to say I'm being abused, or they can't walk out of an abusive relationship or marriage. Marriage is honorable by God. It's a good thing when the two parties, kind of love each other and then they try to make it work. But then, if it's getting to a stage whereby, your life is on the line, although I don't encourage divorce, but then when it comes to the issue of life and death, if divorce or separation is a solution for you to bring yourself, put yourself together and move on, hey, you just have to go for it. Because there is no beauty in being in an abusive relationship or an abusive marriage. Sure, you understand what I'm saying now. So, basically, the issue of domestic violence is everywhere. And then you get abuse it comes in different forms. Is that basically the issue of beating? Even the word, the kind of exchange to ourselves in relationship, it could be a form of abuse if it is not, placed.
Yeah, so, you're right.
I just feel it's an awareness I need to create. Mm-hmm. And then I feel a lot of people need to know that, fine, we know this thing does exist, but it's not something we should, accept, or it's not something we should be part of. It's not something we should do. Men also get abused. It's not just women. There are so many men as well in their marriage and their relationship that they are being abused by their wives, not like beating them up, but then there are some men also in marriages where they are going through some certain psychological problems. So I think they are probably looking into, maybe they've got kids, or probably what would the family say, or what would friends say that I can't keep up with. They might really not don't want to work out. But yeah, I'm not advising anybody that, okay, if your marriage is not working, please work out. No. Of course, you try and make it work.
Exactly.
You communicate, you talk to each other, you relate, and then deal with the problem. But if the problem is not, you know, is not coming up with, I mean, if it is not obvious, if okay, this thing is kind of getting a solution, my dear, one life to live.
Yes, one life to live.
And everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves. No woman deserves to be beaten. No woman deserves to be maltreated. No woman deserves to be abused, in respect of whatever the issue might be. So that is what I'm trying to say. And then the issue of cancer as well. I also talked about cancer. Like the character of that woman in the movie Unforgivable. Just because she was dealing with a marital issue, you know, she was negligent. She actually neglected her own personal health, in which she's been getting the symptoms, you know, earlier before we got to that stage. But then she was so into a marriage, how a marriage is going to work, how her husband is going to love her, and then how they can live in peace and harmony. In such present, she was actually, you know, paying attention to the marriage and not paying attention to the health. Hmm. And at the end of the day, we also what happened. So,
do you intend to have like a foundation for either people dealing with domestic violence or people suffering from cancer and the rest of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. The reason why I've not really established such is because, you know, it is one thing to want to talk to people or you want to counsel people about something. It is another thing for you to have the resources to, you know, help that person find his or her own faith. Mm-hmm. It's two different things. But then, I try as much as possible to give back to the society what they have given to me.
Okay, before we continue on the program, in case you're just joining us, the program is Thank God It's Friday with Olufunke Mercy Flawless. And with me on the phone all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, is Dayo Amosa, an actress, a movie producer, a singer, and a school proprietress. We'll be right back. Let us blow your mind with this one by Dayo Amosa. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You taught me how to kiss. You taught me how to trust in you. You've shown me round the world, given me all I need. You taught me how to trust in you. You are the reason I am smiling. Every time I think of you, it's a wonderful. Things you that do, baby, blow my mind. Nothing gonna make me forget your love. Baby, now you only be my all, baby. Things you that do, baby, blow my mind. Nothing gonna make me forget your love. Baby, now you only be my all, baby. Is filled with laughter. I'm singing the song for you, baby. This your love, no be ever going, my sherry baba. You don't do me, hurry, hurry. Pardon me, make me don't you, baby. If I do, I do, I love you. forget your love. Baby, now you only be my all, baby. Oh. Remember, like brackets, you dey make my heart dey do yari yari. Because I love you so, I know they don't let it do. Hurry, hurry. Take me to the altar, only more for Russia. No, worry, worry. You're the love of my life. Things you gonna do, baby, blow my mind. Nothing gonna make me forget your love. Baby, now you only be my all, baby. Oh. Things you gonna do, baby, blow my mind. Nothing gonna make me forget your love. You only be my all, baby. Oh,
TV, I don't want to mix.
You gotta ask yourself one question: do you know who you're listening to? Punk. Well, do you?
Olufunke.
Mercy Flawless.
In case you're just joining us, the program is still Thank God It's Friday with Olufunke. And the person on the phone with me, she says she really have my time today. Yeah. She must have my time by fire, by force. Because it took me how many... how many months did it take me to get hold of you, Dayo?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I always explain to you.
No, they won't beat you. They will actually love you because for me to have brought you here, that means now hard work I do.
But then it's not like I was proving difficult. No, it's hard for me. It's just that when you have too many things in your head, you get distracted easily and all. But then I'm happy I'm having this with you anyway.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I'm happy talking to you. And you actually, after giving me a lot of headache, you actually are giving me paracetamol. Kind of. Anyways, I know she's doing this because she's on the radio. You guys need to see how she was tongue lashing me off air. So let's keep that buttered up. She's trying to be a good girl on the radio. She's trying to be, you know, as a celebrity now, you have to comport yourself.
I am a good girl. Excuse me.
Dayo, you're a good... Really? Are you sure you're a good girl?
Yes. I am.
Really?
Exactly.
Okay.
You can't judge a book by its cover. And you can't judge books from distance. You need to get to know people before you judge or crucify them. Mm. A lot of people out there say different things about me, but they don't know me.
Yeah.
They think they do.
They don't.
What they see on social network, what they see in movies, it's all make believe.
Mm-hmm.
That is not who I am.
Oh, well, now I can attest to that because this is the third time I'm talking to you, or the fourth time. And it's been a wonderful relationship and rapport since we started talking. So everybody, I would like to say this. If you've been judging Dayo Amusa like the snob, proud girl, please stop. She's not proud and she's not a snob. She explained some things to me this morning, yesterday.
It's quite funny when people tell me I'm proud or I'm arrogant or I'm a snob. You know, it's so funny when I get to hear that. and I'm like, how can you just assume she's a snob or she's arrogant or she's this?
You know why?
This can't.
You know why?
Why?
You know why? The reason is because so people see you as a snob.
Yeah. People see you
sure?
Because of course they are the one that celebrate, you know.
Uh-huh.
They are the one that talk about us. They are the one that, you know, that kind of give us the hype. But then I'll just, you know, appeal to them. It should always be on the positive notes.
Mm.
You know, when people come up on my social platform and then they kind of write things and all that. I'm an actress. I'm an entertainer. So I should be able to entertain my fans. I go up on Instagram. I put up some certain pictures. And then people will just go, saying so many things. And I read comments and I will just laugh like, Hello.
Oh, well, it's fun having, you know, this conversation. At least I know a lot of your fans are actually listening. So now they know that Dayo Amusa is not the stuck-up kind of girl. She's a regular girl, you know. She's somebody you can actually talk to if you know her personally, right?
Yes, sure.
Okay. So let's talk about your music. Why did Dayo Amusa go into music?
It's not like I have a particular reason. It's just like when you ask me why did I choose to be in the entertainment industry. You have to have passion for something. You have to have zeal for it. Okay, music is something I love, and then I knew I was going to sing, but then it's not like I'm like, okay, this is when I am. I'm going to, you know, start it up. I've always been singing even before I joined the movie industry. Way back when I was in school, you know, I used to be in the choir in Winners Chapel, Abel Okuta. I used to go to Shiloh every year as part of the backup for at Kenan Land, you know. But then when I was going to, you know, step into entertainment, I got more. Let me see. I was opportunity in the movie industry, you know, to be given the opportunity to showcase what I've got, and then which that was what I embraced. And then you need to kind of make sure whatever you do, you know, you do it well. Whatever is working at all is working well. So I feel okay in the movie sector as a storyteller, as a writer, you know, I've gained the ground, you know, to some extent. Mm-hmm. And I realized, okay, I've got something inside me that I still want to spell out. As a singer, why any artist, be it movie or music, you know, you pass message across.
Yeah.
We tell a story. We encourage people, we inspire people with what we do. Mm-hmm. So now I just feel, okay, fine. I love music, and I'm going to do music, and I am doing music.
Okay, so we know you did the soundtrack for your movie, Unforgivable. Then everybody thought you were going to stop there. Then you did Ayemi. Like, everybody was like, okay, now she's serious about music.
I did blow my mind before Ayemi.
Okay. Yeah, I know I've been listening to Blow My Mind before Ayemi came out and all that. Why did you, you know, okay, I played Ayemi before you came on the show, and I just played Blow My Mind. What is the concept behind Ayemi and Blow My Mind?
Blow My Mind is a love song.
Okay. Were you in love at that time?
Blow My Mind is it? Said?
Were you in love at that time?
Was I in love? Why not still make it present? Like, am I still in love with someone? Or
okay. Ah, sorry.
No, you know, sometimes a lot of things inspire what we do and what we write down.
Exactly.
So Blow My Mind is a love song. You know, it's just a way of communicating with someone special to you, like dedicating that track to someone special. And I mean, it's just the kind of song that I'm just trying to express myself. You know, it's my life. I can't be anybody except myself. You know, people, when I get to read people's comments about some certain things, like, oh, she used to be a slim, petite girl, now she's on a plus size. Some people will say, oh, she's overbleached. Some people will say, oh, she's wild, she's this, she's that. Hey, you don't even know me.
Mm.
That, like what I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you do, like, you just don't know me. It takes someone who is close to me to be able to tell this is who she is. So it is my life, okay? I can't, because some fans say I'm on the plus side, you know? I want to starve myself because I want to calm down. You sure you understand what I'm saying? I want people to accept me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
God created me in the image he wants me to be created. And since God is satisfied, I am satisfied. So people shouldn't expect me to be what they think I should be. You know, because some people is like, you should be slim, you should be dark, you should be yellow, you should be purple, you should be green. Hey, you know, they're not fine. So that's a way of expression, like, this is my life, you know. Everybody has their own life to live.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people that come up to say things about artists, like, you know, some of our judgments are about artists, you know, artists, like, they themselves, they are even worse.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you say, Abena Okinri Diare.
Definitely.
You know, right. You see someone telling me on Instagram, like, try and shed some weight. And then when I open the person's profile, the person should be like, soon of me. Yes, now, I actually replied to one of my fans, like, 2 weeks ago or so. I posted a picture, and she's like, try and lose some weight, because you're having too much weight, blah, 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 blah. And I opened the person's Instagram profile, and I realized, she's even bigger than me. You know, and outside that, I replied that, I said, when she can try to be size 6, I will be encouraged to lose weight. That was what I told her. Share your answer, and people were writing different comments and all blah 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 blah. Hmm. You know, fingers are not equal.
Exactly.
So of course we cannot be. Everybody cannot be skinny. Everybody cannot be fat. Hmm. Everybody cannot be. It's good to live healthy, eat well, exercise, sleep well, and then that's it.
Well, that's what that matters, though. Well, so Ayemi mm-hmm. actually passed a lot of messages across to people all over the world, because I heard the lyrics, too, and it's like, you know, whatever you want to live for it. Don't live for people to like you. You have to live for yourself. So basically, that's the message.
You just have to try as much as possible to do the right thing at the right time. Like my mom would say, do the right thing at the right time. Be at the right place. You know, so I'm doing the right thing. So, as long as I'm happy and I'm confident in myself that okay, this is what I'm doing. This is me. The people just have to start learning to accept me for who I am, not whom they think I should be, because I cannot be anybody except Mary Amoka.
Okay, all right. Let's go on a short musical. Let's go on a musical break. And this one is Ayemi remix, featuring Orishe Femi. When we come back, Dayo Amusa will talk about our school and other topics. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
The beat. Oh, the beat.
Oh, yeah. I do. Do you? Sabata music and Taliban number one.
Orishe Femi, Dayo Amusa.
You the beat. I the flex. Oh, yeah, tell me reason why you the vex. Like King Kong, we never got my chest.
Hey.
We are the best. Nevertheless, I'm living my life for my team. Get back.
Oh, it's a family.
Morocco, we take it over.
Flex my life to the end.
Mercy Flawless.
This is Mercy Flawless.
This is Mercy Flawless.
This is Mercy Flawless.
Friday night on Roots. TGIF rules. TGIF rules.
Thank God it's Friday.
GIF rules.
Reach Radio Love.
.com.
My people, now welcome back. In case you're not just joining us, the program now still. Thank God it's Friday with Olufunke Mercy Flawless. And with me on the phone, all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, is Dayo Amusa, an actress, a singer, and a school proprietress. Okay, Dayo Amusa.
Yeah.
Okay. I was asking you the reason why you chose Orise Femi in your Ayemi remix. Why did you choose him?
There isn't any major reason in particular. It's just that I realized that for the vibes of the song, for the, you know, the rhythm, the best person that could, you know, come up on it is Orise Femi. So that was what I go for. That's what I went for.
So, you know, because a lot of people were expecting you to pick other artists and all that, but trust me, Will.
Okay.
I said a lot of people were thinking you would choose other artists, that like you pick other artists to do the remix with, you know?
Well, different kind of, everybody has its own style.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we have all our artists out there, everybody's got his own style. So, but particular song, Orise Femi, I thought Orise Femi could, you know, would be the best to, you know, jump on it, and then I knew I had any regret having him, you know, featuring him in the single.
Okay. So when should we be expecting an album from you?
You said what, please?
Are you releasing any album anytime soon? Like a full album?
That would be next year.
Okay.
I'm not working on any album now. I'm just going to be dropping, you know, some singles. I'm going to be dropping another single on the 5th of next month, and I'm going to be dropping another single in December.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Another single and a video in December.
Oh, wow. Okay, before I forget, about your Blow My Mind, let me rewind. So you said I should have asked you one question. So the question is, are you still in love with that person?
Am I still in love with you?
With the person?
Ooh.
No, but you tell me, Zemeka, I'm supposed to ask you a question.
I think the song is a love song, you know?
And
now. It's nice to someone who is special to you. But, see, now I'm telling you, Nani love somebody, I think a person loves me. I go, you will not play me to stop him.
Ah, so that means you don't love anybody. Hey,
I have the app to love.
So are you in love presently?
Am I in love presently?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm in love with my work.
All day.
I'm in love with my
kids. Sure day.
I'm in love with my mom.
Can you imagine? You don't think we're going back panoni. I'm in love with my job.
I'm in love.
Yeah, you're in love. Anyway. Anyway, I just have to ask you that question for us to know if you're in love. I know a lot of people, they want to know who you're in love with, but I know you will not say it. No problem. Continue. Continue. All right.
But at least I tried.
You tried. But me, I know you're in love. Maybe we just close them like that.
You know, I know that. Sure.
I 100% sure. I am sure.
You might think, are you not going to Morocco?
Okay, Jack, I'm going to be. Jack, I close here. I close the shop line. Okay, why did you decide to in a society where all our artists are doing the same thing, everybody is opening boutique, spa and all that, why did you decide to open a school instead of a boutique like your colleagues are doing?
I love kids and I'm very passionate about them. And then I kind of feel alive when I'm in the midst of, you know, infants, babies,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and the area at which I opened the crèche, you know, there are lots of working class people around that area,
mm-hmm.
and then there is nothing, and they don't have, you know, such space. You know, so even sometimes, you know, parents would want to. Like those that have a baby, you know, they have to find somewhere comfortable and conducive to, you know, keep their kids, their baby, mm-hmm. while they go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then they arrest us. Yes, my kids, my baby is well taken care of here. Hmm. So that was why it's not really a school, it's a crutch.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a crutch.
Hmm. So far, how is it going? I know you have one in Lagos and one in Ibadan. How is it going?
What I have in Ibadan is not the crèche. It's a farm fair garden.
Oh, okay.
You know, where it's a farm fair garden whereby we only run it during festive period.
Oh, okay.
You know, like an outdoor farm fair garden.
All right.
That's what in Ibadan. In Lagos, for Lagos, it's the crèche.
That's cool. And, you know, there's lots of, like, people coming in, right, to register their kids, right?
Yeah. Well, I have over 40 kids.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's cool. So do you go to the school yourself? Are you always there or you have people in charge?
I'm not always there 24/7, but I twice in a week. I make sure I go there. I oversee things. I try to make sure the standard at which I lead is what, you know, they are still following. Like, we are not following any lapses. Like, everything is in order. Everything is, the staff are doing their work perfectly. You know, the nannies are doing what they are meant to do perfectly. And then to make sure the environment is still as conducive as we started.
Oh, wow. Okay, Dayo, before I let you go, because we are almost running out of time, you mentioned that you used to be a choir at Winners Chapel. That means you are a Christian. But recently, you went to Aj, and some days ago, they had a party for you to welcome you back from Aj. So do we see you as a Christian person, or now you are converted to Muslim finally?
First and foremost, I'm a Muslim by birth.
Okay.
And my Muslim name is Rashida.
Okay.
But then, my mom is a Christian and I grew up with my mom. So, over 30 years of my life, I've been a Christian.
Oh, wow.
Going to Aj for me is not because I want to be called an Elijah or because I want to, you know, parade around with a golden teeth or silver pointed teeth. You know, I have a belief in Kaaba because I'm made to understand that when you go there, you pray to God and you kind of connect to God. Of course, because if it's a long way, you understand. Mm-hmm. But then that is the belief we have. So I went there basically because I want to have an encounter with God, not because I want to be addressed as Elijah Dayamuta or Elijah Rashida or Anto Dayamuta, you know.
Okay.
And even if you see things that I put, I don't put alago, I don't put anything. You know, the reason why I went there was just to, you know, have a personal contact with God, and then that is what I have done.
Okay. So that means
I don't have any. Bad. It's not like I'm saying, okay, I'm no longer a Christian or I'm a Muslim.
Okay.
I'm a Muslim by birth. So if I'm not practicing Islamic, you know, it is by birth and by right. So I can wish I had
you. I pull on your drum, baby.
No.
Okay, that's cool. So that means we can still see you in a church tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
When I came back, the Wednesday after I came back, I still went for a vigil.
Oh wow!
Because my mom, they kind of do a program every week, every Wednesday to be precise, a vigil. So I go there once in a while. I came back on Sunday, but Wednesday that followed that Sunday,
oh, wow.
I actually went to the vigil.
Which church is that?
Reading.
Oh wow, that's good. Well, that your own work at Jeronpelenubo for no food, yeah. It's been wonderful talking to you on the show. But before you go, can you sing for us and give Roots Radio Love a shout out?
Ah, you want me to sing? How much you want to sing?
Ah,
this one is a performance now.
Elulubegba, charge me.
Which one a performance? Which one I like? I want perform for you.
Right, check. I go make love to you.
Let me see. So that you won't say. That was so expensive. Maybe she just paid my account with like 5 million.
And you're not caring.
And give you some beautiful. Okay. Since you're too baby to my mind, nothing will make me forget your love. Baby, now you only be my fault. Baby, oh. But if mommy. Since you're there to baby blow my mind, nothing will make me forget your love. Baby, now you only be my all, baby, oh. Oh, see, mommy, you taught me how to love. You taught me how to keep. You taught me how to trust in you. Oh, you've shown me round the world. Given me all I need. You taught me how to trust in you. Baby, oh. Hello. You don't forget your name. You don't enjoy my own name. You forget your name.
Give us a shout out
before
we go.
The 5 million
expire. See, Dayo, as you sing that song, you're supposed to just give us the shout out. You just play the song now. Give. Oh yeah! Give Roots Radio Love a shout out before you come up for radio.
Is that what?
Give Roots Radio Love a shout out now. About to my son Wony. Oh, if you want shout out, go to blog.
Okay, the radio and WhatsApp. How you doing? How's everybody out there? This is your girl, Dayo. I don't say it's my life. I am in motion. Me why you go ready? You go ready, Daniel. I love you.
Ah, Dayo, kissing here. Anyway.
You see?